welcome to Warwick. Stephen Taylor, Allen Ginsberg, Peter Orlovsky, and Tom Pickard.
We'll begin with music from a book called Mind Breaths, a poem 1972-77 by myself, Allen Ginsberg. Gospel, Noble Truth, a Buddhist country western song featuring the three marks of existence: suffering, existence containing suffering, existence containing mutability, as Shelley pointed out, and some empty-heartedness to it, no permanent reference point, no anatma in Sanskrit, no atman, no soul, no a non-theistic country western. Born in this world, you've got to suffer. Everything changes. You got no soul.
You got no soul.
Try to be gay.
Try to be gay.
Ignorant, happy.
Ignorant, happy.
You get the blues. You eat jelly roll.
You eat jelly roll.
There is one way.
Bum, bum, bum.
You take the high road in your big wheel. 8 steps you fly.
8 steps you fly.
Look at the view.
Look at the view.
Right to horizon. Right aspiration. Talk to the sky. Act like you talk, act like you talk. Work like the sun,
work like the sun.
Shine in your heaven. See what you've done. Come down and walk,
come down and walk.
Sit, you sit down. Breathe when you breathe. Lie down, you lie down.
Down, you lie down.
Walk where you walk. Walk where you walk. Talk when you talk.
Talk.
Cry when you cry. Lie down. Die when you die,
die when you die.
Look when you look. Hear what you hear. Taste what you taste. Hear 5 senses. Smell what you smell.
Smell what you smell.
Touch whom you touch.
Touch whom you touch.
Think what you think. Let go, let it go, slow. Earth, heaven and hell, die when you die,
die when you die,
die when you die,
die when you die,
die when you die.
Lie down, you lie down,
lie down, you lie down. Die when you die,
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 die when you die.
Lie down, you lie down,
lie down, you lie down,
die when you die,
die when you die,
die when you die,
die
when you die.
Die when you die,
lie down, you lie down, The numbers of Blake's Tiger are basically heartbeat, the poem being a kind of magical homunculus consisting of heart and then the breath also, so a blood system and a respiratory system at least built in to Blake's Tiger. So I've set that to CFDG chords and trochaic meter, which it is, heartbeat. You can sing along. I guess you all know that by heart.
Boom, 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 boom.
First poet to read, Peter Orlovsky.
I'm a farmer in upstate New York, and I plant nut trees, apple trees. And if you buy a copy of my book of poems called Clean Asshole Poems and Smiling Vegetable Songs, I'll plant you all the nut trees and quince and apple trees that you want, and grapes, and blueberries, and mulberries, and persimmons. Love poem to A.J. Musty. Daydreaming last night, I went down to A.J.'s grave to tickle his kind, peaceful feet. He said, Peter, stop fooling around and remember when I was in court sitting late afternoon of May 15th, 1965 on upfront wooden bench, Negro judge asked me, how do you plea? Armed Forces Day parade and the Smart Committee for Nonviolent Action, CNVA, told me to sit down with 30 others and block in front the Armed Forces Day March Parade. And I was shy and timid and said, yes, and can I bring Alan's finger cymbals and chant Hare Krishna? Okay, but not too loud, and just as long as it don't interfere with the aim of the sit-down. This was my first public action, and I was excited, like the short tail of a young deer wiggling while eating at one end of a big, wide, secluded field of tender green, ankle-high grass. And maybe A.J. Musty is speaking to me from his grave, saying, Peter, please, Peter, Work on the 641 muscles of your arms, and then work on your arms, that combo of tricep and bicep and deltoid stripe muscles flowering down the shoulder blades, and get them big and strong and rippling with definition and separation and control, and pack some added energy strength between the split bicep muscle and get the full tricep muscle to surface so that the whole tricep muscle appears in dimensions of six sight sound. Work on the arms of your arms so that the army will know that arms are arms and not guns or bombs, but arms are arms. Just as armies are armed with arms of biceps and triceps and the stripes of downflowing deltoid muscles. Yes, I'm going back to the land of my arms. When I was 17 to 18, my brother Julius rode his barbell boat dreams up and down my body to get me enthused, growing feel, develop mama's body nature, very real. So I became a 185-pound barbell set with no stand for thought squaws exercises. Well, in short, pumping iron and jerking weights on wooden Long Island hills 2 or 3 hours, 3 times a week, and maybe little extras on Saturdays and Sundays if I wasn't too lazy and if I didn't pull off my meat. I couldn't stop masturbation as I have now. It was always a drain of energy. I'd jerk off, and then when it came time to go through the exercise routine, I didn't take the 2 or 3 hours it takes to finish the schedule. I usually ended with thigh squats, 3 sets, 10 repetitions. That makes about 30. At 18, I went back to old Queens, Flushing neighborhood, looking for my brother Julius in backyards, where lots of weights was and a good bar, 390 pounds. Balanced and tried to dead weight lift them. Well, it was a struggle, and I didn't think I could get it off the ground. Come on, Peter, you better do it. And as I got my back straight, 390 pounds above my knees, my back started to snap, fingers of spine pain. That said, put it down and don't do this again. Do it slowly until you can work up to 400 pounds. Don't be a fool, Peter. You're gonna kiss your back goodbye and all them barbells. Goodbye, Charlie. Mother Nature don't like you getting so greedily after strength at so young an age. She has a way of handling your back. So, 82-year-old A.J. Musty, I only wished I had the simple intelligence to have learned more from you on how you were able to get all the different left movements, anti-Vietnam War movements, around one table together to plan the correct strategy and not get in each other's way and angry with each other. When you were living and seek you out on more peaceful ways to stop Armed Forces Day March Parade down Fifth Avenues of May 15th of 70s, 80s, and 90s, I think I'll go attend this march from now on. So come next May, I'll be there displaying my both bare upper arms to show my progressive buildup. Yes, dear AJ, I'll try to make up for my past laziness. It's the memory of you in court trying to back us up so we don't get scared. All the public assistance lawyer, woman lawyer, wanted to say to me was, why didn't I cut my ponytail when I wanted to plead not guilty? She advised me to plead guilty and wouldn't talk about not guilty plea. And I fell for this pitch and got fined $25. The CNVA funded. Did you pay, dear AJ? A.J. Musty was a man that was always around. He was a minister. He was a minister that went to North Vietnam and saw the Bok Chai hospital that was bombed. He could get all the different left groups around one conference table to plan strategy so that all the different leftist groups wouldn't be arguing among themselves. They'd be able to plan what to do to stop the war in Vietnam. So he could bring all the different left groups together so they could talk to each other and not argue with each other, as they constantly were doing.
He was a Quaker.
He was a Quaker. He was a good 83 years old when he died. I thought he was 91. I asked him, how many times did he come? I said, what's your sex life like, AJ? He said, once a week. And at 91, I thought, my, that's pretty good. Wow.
One thing I wish for Alfred Rollington. We invited the poet Gail Turnbull, and will he be able to get in if he gets here? He's coming.
How much more time do I got now?
Right.
Someone liked me when I was 12. When I was a kid in summer camp and around 13,
years old and in a bungalow house with 13 other boys when in comes one of the camp counselors, who is a nice fellow, that sits down to my bed and starts to say, now you will be leaving soon and going back to Flushing, and I may never see you again. But if there's ever anything I can do to help you, let me know. My father is a lawyer, and I live at such and such a place, and this is my address, and I like you very much. And if you're ever alone in the world, come to me. And I looked at him, getting sad and touched, and years later, like now, laying in bed with Alan, Honeydew Alan, sleeping next to me, I realized he was queer and wanted my sweetness and freshness of that age that we just might have given each other. And the tea will seem golden. Oh, Mama, where did you go? What did you do with your human cry? The wine you drank when I was 14 years old. You beat your head on the ground. I stood nearby watching this. It's the yells I remember most. The tears forgotten, my age disappeared. I wanted you to stop banging yourself so. So I picked you up and threw you in bed, but you kissed me goodnight. Night has made lonely dances in your head. Cigarette ashes dry up your tears. I'm older now. I could put my arm around you again if you were to cry again. So, Ma, cry like you used to. Let's go through that same sadness again, Ma. More agony, Ma! And then we'll have a long talk afterwards. And the tea will seem golden. And we'll pat bellies and tickle each other's feet. Good fuck with Denise. Good fuck with Denise. She laying face down from the rear, I pounding in, squashing against her ass. Good full long cock, good full long cum, with cock joint twisting in. Good feeling inside cock joint. Good feeling in there. Sleeping outside on wooden platforms. Bats squeaking, flying in the dark. Working day tomorrow, carpentry, naked. Good color on my ass and groin and hip sections. Very lucky this summer. My first time in 41 years I get to work naked. Tan-assed man on the job. How lucky can I be? There aren't many people in the world this summer who can boast working tan-assed man on the job, nailing the roof on, putting up board and batten, painting rafter beams waterproof, nailing tongue and groove floorboards tighter. A wooden gem retreat meditation house we built in the Sierra Nevadas. And quite a few times, the sun gave me a warm kiss on the center of my asshole while bending down doing some funny work. My mother's memory poem. My mother's very funny sometimes. When I was 17, she told me she sucked my jigger when I was 3 months old. She sucked my dildo in front of my father, and he got jealous, and he told her to quit having fun, she said. I always love that story and tell it fast whenever I can to sweet, friendly girls. Write it down, Alan said. 1961 bus ride from Damascus to East Jerusalem for 1 month visit. What lucky joy thinking back on it. Got rooftop room in Arab Hotel across from Damascus Gate. Fortress entrance into old stone-walled city. Arab Hotel desk keeper started to get more excited in mid-conversation about my question to him. Why are you so angry to the Jews? It not good for you or for them. Anger only gets in the way of solving problems between Arabs and Jews. Then he said, Arabs will always hate the Jews because when he was a boy, his father owned a coffee shop in Palestine. And one day, Jews or Israelis came with submachine guns and told him to come out from inside and start walking down the road and said they would be killed right now in front coffee shop if they didn't walk right now. They stole his coffee shop and gave him anger in return for his coffee shop. How many young, tender travelers has he told this Jewish robbery to? How many fellow Mohammedan Arabs did he have to cream his anger to? Met young Palestine poet who translated hotel keeper's anger and took me to his family refugee, Tin Roof City. Rich anger that sprouts years of memory anger. Poor anger sprouting buds of tongue pain. His coffee shop now only a tiny emotional photograph behind his front skull bone. He wants his coffee shop back. Give it back as soon as consideration works. Give his coffee shop back filled with decaffeinated coffee mixed with organic flower buds. Give his old coffee shop back decorated with 1976 smiling flowers plucked from your thoughtful face. Please fill his head anger cup with new organic grapefruit skin cup. Give it back so his son don't have to devote half brain, ear, anger, eye. How did I forget to ask his name and write down where coffee shop address? What day, year, month, and daytime? 1947 or 49, did he say? What year, how many guns did you see? What kind and how many robbers? Forgot to ask if he or his father owned the coffee shop land coffee shop built on. Land around coffee shop? How long did ownership history go back? Camel dirt road years? Why didn't I ask where he was born? In front or near coffee shop? Did his father and him build a coffee shop? Did you live atop the coffee shop or in room behind the coffee shop? How long did it take to build? How many and how much money and who worked on it? How big a coffee shop was it? How many windows? How big the windows? How many tables, wooden tables? Did you have any white marble tabletops or black gray slab tabletops? How much was the coffee shop worth? Did you have any white, did you write up your complaint and file it with the government representatives? Did traveling Bedouin musicians with white, with camel hair, violins, and black jaloba gowns dance, play, sing for one cup, free coffee? Give it back so anger can evaporate under his prayer mat rug. There's nothing more precious than a theft's generosity thought returning the goods. Give him back his coffee shop so he don't have to fool around with atomic dust daydream droppings. America, give a shit. New York City, get your shit together. You have to sit and think this thing out, Peter. How many pounds does my city shit and piss in one day? How do we scoop it up and collect it and compost it and brought back to the farms where it belongs all along? It's a great job and my pay is human manure. I want 100 pounds an hour because I'm a hard worker. Or should I ask for more? Always wanted to dig with a shovel in front our East Side Manhattan apartment. I know worm droppings are worth $15 a pound. I'll have to go study city sewage blueprints and dream of vacuum flush toilets. Remembering Alan and me walking to East River around 17th Street. And there we saw the sewage flow out 6-foot diameter tunnel, 2 feet high, slowly moving and melting into the East River garden floor. What interesting surprise, brown flow discovery. Even cows don't throw away their plop, but let it drop near many eating pasture spots, and next year dung turns into better green grass than before. Organic Gardening Magazine gets excited about reporting China's ingenuity in recycling Shanghai's 14 million population of human manure, while Chinese farm girls in the fields sing odes to human dung and sing more odes to human dung while raking more dried human dung under orange fruit persimmon trees as their babies sit nearby on the ground looking up at the clear blue sky, listening to Mama's human fertilizer song.
That was a lot of
Big, big raspberries. As big as,
As big as Warwick University.
Feeding them raspberries to grow.
Summer day, early in the morning and late at night. I'm gonna pick you with my bamboo bucket. Sweetest country time, feeding them raspberries to grow. Hey, sweet raspberries, what do you say? I see you like to grow all summer day, early in the morning and late at night. I'm gonna pick you with my bamboo bucket. Sweetest country time, feeding them raspberries to grow. 5 years ago, up in New York State, planted 50 feet of the raspberry gate. Now I see them a-growing on my plate. Lovely, sweet raspberries growing in a row. Sweetest country time, feeding them raspberries to grow. If your dick was a raspberry hat on, so red hot from your head to your toe, then you'd be the sweetest Joe. I'd come in bed and it'd suck you aglow. Sweetest country time, down on the sucking farm. If your pussy was a raspberry dish, I'd come in a lickety dish. Lick you in the morning and I'd lick you at night. Lick you out there in the bright daylight. Sweetest country time, down on the Lincoln farm. Hurry up, Pete, plant another 50 feet. Then another 50 for the raspberry feet. Then another 50 for the raspberry street. Then another 50 for the raspberry tree. It's finger flipping time, down on the finger farm. Oodley, 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 oodley. Never will I forget how sweet you are. Never will I forget how sweet you are. Hey, raspberries with your little red hat on.
Red hat on.
Hey, raspberries with your little red hat on.
Red hat on.
Oh, kiss first you show your little red eyes to the moon.
Eyes to the moon.
Oh, kiss first you show your little red eyes to the moon.
Eyes to the moon.
Raspberry jam, sweeter than a little lamb.
Little lamb.
Raspberry jam, sweeter than a little lamb.
Little lamb.
Off we'll at the birthday when he and he on a time.
Early morning time now.
Off we'll at the birthday when he and he on a time.
Early morning time now.
Raspberry jam with meditation in the winter time.
Meditation.
Raspberry jam with meditation in the winter time.
Meditation.
Raspberry jam with cold water in the winter time.
Cold winter.
Raspberry jam with cold water in the winter time.
Cold winter.
Raspberry jam, oh-da-day, oh-da-day, oh-oh.
On the radio.
Raspberry jam with LSD in the winter time.
LSD.
Raspberry jam with LSD in the winter time.
Or hashish.
Raspberry jam with mushrooms in the winter time.
Psilocybin.
Raspberry jam with mushrooms in the winter time.
Amanita.
Odele, 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 odele.
On the radio.
On the radio.
On the radio.
reading with Alan and Peter reminds me of, I don't know if you remember, an old musical like Wilson, Kettle and Betty used to do. They used to do a sand dance, loincloth, and do this, but danced on sand. Of course, I feel like the bloke I used to throw the sand down for them to dance on.
Don't be modest, young bard.
Are you drinking my beer? Yeah.
Reading your hair.
Reading my hair. So this is a poem called Gypsy Music in Krakow. Sitting in an alcove on the old city walls, a 3-foot gypsy musician plays a violin. His left leg dangles over his right, and his feet hang far from the ground. He sings with a cigarette in his mouth, broken lines which complement the strings. His half-blind eyes flicker like butterflies in spring. Magnificent music issues from the dwarf's misshapen frame. We stop and listen, amazed to witness such easy skill from so improbable a source. A woman fresh from church rushes to push pennies in his purse as she might with trepidation kiss the foot of the baby Christ if he appeared with such a mustache. This is a short poem. Actually, it's a long title, but a short poem. A poem by Toms Raworth and Pickard to Ted Berrigan, written during a train ride between Amsterdam and Den Haag in pursuit of a Polish visa. Anywhere is a bad place to be stuck. I think I'll get my train poems out of the way. On the subject of mushrooms, liberty. Not just something to put on the head, caps can be got under, come into from beneath. And I'm going to read a poem called The White Rose. You gave me a white rose, put the lamp on the stove, it caught fire. The I Ching said, thunder above the lake, lightning in Baker Street. Switched on the cooker and blew a fuse, blew flash. You see, the whole experience is electric. And a train poem. A 10-year-old boy with glasses and scraggy red hair keeps falling off to sleep. He counts the cooling ovens, they're all around. A forest of smoking towers. Buy him a white bag with blue letters. Leeds United, and in gold, the champions. Is that your team?
Aye. Who do you support? Newcastle? I don't suppose you want to talk about last Saturday.
I didn't. Still don't. These are from my... Oh, I see. You're a Sunderland supporter, are you? This is from my book called Hero Dust, and if you buy it, Peter Orlovsky will buy you a pint, hope.
Right. I got a copy if you let me know what page you
get. Oh, yeah? Page 56. So, actually, before I read that, I'll read. A man with a human face was taken off a train and replaced. Hearts fell like a rain of bombs. A wild bird broke in and played berserk in a musical cage. In the lift to Stajewski's flat opposite the Muzema Lenina, there are 3 swastikas reversed and scraped into the paintwork. Knuckle sandwich from one of God's mates. I met a man with a human face taken off a train and refaced. So I read Herodotus, which is the title. And it begins with a poem by Robert Creeley. And it's a one-line poem. Most of his poems are 2 lines. Love is the highway to the door. That's Greeley's poem. So the gypsy lady told me all bad news, said I'm going on a journey to the land of the blues. So the gypsy lady said, cross my palm with blood, I'll tell you about your future, and it don't look good. An Aztec tunnel under the new urban motorway, full moon above the Victorian working class houses, a doll's arm under partly demolished terraces. Rusted wheels, cast iron cogs, chains poised taut, abandoned to rain, to sleet, the memory of trimmers. A southern vessel nudges wooden stairs, awaits trucks shunted and unbuckled by teamers, moss mottled with oil and slime, bedding for skeletons of scuttled boats, collapsed jetties. Played dominoes tonight and won. I'm sorry. Played dominoes tonight, put down the wrong one and won. Threw the I Ching and got grace. It embarrassed Confucius. I'm confused. You threw me a glance and a rose, talked of riding through woods on a bike, sent me a postcard of a Russian sun god and a peasant girl in ferns. A maze of streets and back lanes, 4 in the morning, walking. Cities reach unbroken to the sea. Men climb ladders, descend pits, erect scaffolding, demolish buildings, devise plans, revise maps. Sun streams through birch, spokes of your wheels alight. A cat howls, I dream of you. A gypsy surrounded by bends, she asks me to fuck, we are overlooked. This street is built with bricks of furrowed brows, whole gutters explode and tremble with sparrows. You may not find me kind, love has no hold on me. Hold me, earth and a mutual glitter. To taste your lips I won't smoke for a month. At 13 I failed to become a complete teddy boy owing to my mother's dark memories of Mosley mobs. She would not buy me a black shirt. Fingers through forest, you come. A flower shakes off its pollen, each limb trembles. It's cold, I crawl up and curl on you. This is the fifth night without sleep, I'm bruised with love. Rats are chipping at the skirting board, birds are singing, it's dawn, I wrote a poem. Hello pain, we meet again, lovely as before and strange. Hello sorrow, no need to borrow bliss, my lips lit with your first kiss. Why joy, am I your boy, your latest toy? Play any game, choose the hardest pitch, dance on pain, keep sorrow in the ditch. I'm fierce, I'm furious, my fury flames furnaces, my fire flights hawks, my savage smiles ravage hyenas, my dreams devise daggers, demand death, my lascivious laugh. Oh, in she rushed, flushed with stolen roses. Barefoot and broken glass, shattered mirror, this side of reflection, chandeliers explode, walls become walls within walls. Follow this maze, this way out is that way in, withershins a direction contrary to the course of the sun. Your beak breaks the flesh of my breast. I scream, tormented by dreams. Moon, full on the sea. What waves there are, what tides. Your eyes wide as a mother's thighs. A hot animal lies beneath my hand. Her ribs take the weight of my fingers. She wears her scar like a jewel. I hear her whine in the wheels of a diesel. Her body, the aroma of nipped buds. In unlit boiler house road, an astronaut and a moped passed me. I hid in Reservation Street. You are lost in the maze of a dying culture. She too had joined the cavalry. I replied, it dies in your betraying eyes. I have saved the bird in my breast. Death's eye smiles with the mouth of a flower. I think I'll finish this half, my chunk, with an extract from a long poem called Dancing in a Fire. Always shook, always trembled, always walked, martyr from Westerhope. We called him martyr, and he always shook. They said he was shell-shocked. No one knew him. He always turned up, sometimes twice or three times a day. No day was complete without martyr. We thought he was a spy or wanker, wore a slouch hat and raincoat in all weather. If you go into Kenton Woods, Mart, I'll get ya. Mart, I'll get ya. The more we discovered of the world outside, there was martyr. He was no joke, silence when he passed. Great stories followed him, hero, raper. All the time his fingers trembled, his eyes blink, pulling the hat over his face. Watch out for martyr. Got red hair and walks all day. The large world must seem small to martyr. A hush round the lamppost when he passed into the next lamp's light. Who? He has martyr looker. Tall and thin, speaks to no one. A ghost from another age with bombs and trenches, mustard gas and martyr, steel helmets and martyr, bayonets and martyr, medals and martyr. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Martyr'll get ya on his knee. 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6. Martyr'll tack down ya nicks. 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 9. Martyr's name is Frankenstein.
Todd from the shop said a bomb exploded in his trench. Comes in every day for his woodies and matches. He has no words, only demands and memories of old commands. Marta's got a blade in his whack. Marta wears an old gas mask. Marta got a shock in the war. Marta, he can't fuck anymore. Marta's got no cock in his pants. Left it on the shores of France. He wasn't anybody's husband, not that we knew. He lived somewhere else, no one knew. Motherless martyr, left her with his enemies and memories in the trench, similar to Himmler, only he'd never been in the Albert Hall, and his balls were only used as anchors for his cock to stop it floating off like a zeppelin every time it sniffed fresh air. Martyr, oh martyr, your lack of words makes us suppose so much. Do you get your dole on Fridays? A train replaces the dragon, roars in the valley, engines shunt, a voice from someone's telly. Oh, you watch me on the box, my lips move, my eyes are dots, my tune is an electrical cackle. Wired magic in a wooden box, I am a coffin with a window, you can watch, see me flicker, if you touch, I will shock. It's not electric interference that makes me present shadows of the real event. I am rich, I am greedy, pay the rent, and I will give you anything I invent. My hand to her breast, tore away the cloth as her feet touched my leg, ran over a field scattering birds, smelt the damp grass blood to a gallop, peewits flashed their white bellies, my fingertips exploded at her tits, a rabbit dashed to the stream, gull white and wisely perched on a bridge, cocked its eye at a fish. Her nipple filled my mouth, implored me to relax, whisper silver fishes in her ear. One touch could crumble. Edvard Munch's soul stirs in her womb. With no glib intent, lay my head on her belly. She licks my ears. We love a little. Thank you.
Begin with a recent song, similar to that what we started with, in the sense that it has a rest in it, like lie down, you lie down. Actually, I was thinking of, when writing this, thinking of Thomas Campion and his measure of vowels and the rests, like where he breaks time, like dancers. Baboon? Into? Where the years have gone, where the clouds have flown, where the rainbow shone, we vanish. And we make no moan, where the sun will blind the delighting mind. In a diamond wind we appear, our beauty refined, icy intellect, fiery beauty, wreck but love's castled speck of moonbeam. Nor is truth correct. Wise bodies leave here with the mind's false cheer. Eternity near as beauty, where we disappear when sufferings come, when all tongues lie dumb, when bliss is all numb with knowledge. A bony white sum, we die neither blessed nor with curse confessed, wanting earth's worst best, but return where all beauties rest. Ba-da-dum, bum, ba. Ba-da-dum, bum, ba. Ba-da-dum, bum, ba. Bum, ba-da. Bum, 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 ba-da. Ba-da-dum, bum, ba. Ba-da-dum, bum, ba.
clouds have flown, where the rainbow shone, we vanish and we make no moan, where the sun will blind the delighting mind in a diamond wind, we appear our beauty refined. I see intellect, fiery beauty wrecked, but love's castle's deck of moonbeams. Nor is truth correct, wise bodies leave here with the mind's false cheer. Eternity near as beauty, where we disappear when sufferings come, when old tongues lie dumb, when bliss is all numb with knowledge, a bony white sum, we die neither blessed nor with curse confessed, wanting earth's worst best, but return where all beauties rest.
I thought it would be interesting to read poems chronologically from early poems in the 40s to work written this year. So a book based on teachings of William Carlos Williams, actually imitations of his work done in the late 40s, early 50s. Williams was, to me, a teacher of economy and precision and directness, writing close to the nose, grounded, no ideas but in things, mind clamped down on objects, paying attention to ordinary speech, to the rhythms of my own speech. So he was teacher to me in the same sense as you have with Basil Bunting teaching Tom Picard. And so I'm really happy we're able to read with him. Beginning on his level, common speech, groundedness. I think you're fortunate in having each other. Tom is fortunate in having you here, and I think you're fortunate in having Tom here, because he does have connection with a great and ancient tradition of teaching of poetry, Bunting being perhaps the senior, most elegant, most deep, and most consciously voweled English poet. So, from the same lineage of modern speech. After all, what else is there to say? When I sit before a paper writing, my mind turns in a kind of feminine madness, a chatter. But to think, to see, outside, in a tenement, the walls of the universe itself, I wait. Wait till the sky appears as it is. Wait for a moment when the poem itself is my way of speaking out. Not declaiming or celebrating yet, but telling the truth. The Trembling of the Veil. The title you'll recognize maybe from Yeats, except The Veil of Perception. So The Trembling of the Veil of Perception by close attention to present external phenomena. Today, out of the window, the trees seemed like live organisms on the moon. Each bough extended upward, covered at the north end with leaves, like a green hairy protuberance. I saw the scarlet and pink shoot tips of budding leaves wave delicately in the sunlight, blown by the breeze, all the arms of the trees bending and straining downward at once when the wind pushed them. And tried writing down dreams, but trying to do it as literally as I could, and not rejecting any emotion or image within the dream. And some of them are really far out. So, no, the human mind, nothing human, alien. In Society. This is, I guess, the earliest poem I have published. called In Society, written when I was a student at Columbia College. So it was just a transcription of something I dreamt with student anxiety in society. I walked into the cocktail party room and found three or four queers together talking in queer talk. I tried to be friendly, but heard myself talking to one in hip talk. "I'm glad to see you," he said, and looked away. "Hmm," I mused. The room was small and had a double-decker bed in it and cooking apparatus, ice box, cabinet, toasters, stove. The host seemed to live with room enough only for cooking and sleeping. My remark on this score was understood but not appreciated. I was offered refreshments, which I accepted. I ate a sandwich of pure meat, an enormous sandwich of human flesh, I noticed while I was chewing on it. It also included a dirty asshole. More company came, including a fluffy female who looked like a princess. She glared at me and said immediately, "I don't like you," turned her head away, and refused to be introduced. I said, "What?" in outrage. "Why, you shit-faced fool." This got everybody's attention. "Why, you narcissistic bitch. How can you decide when you don't even know me?" I continued in a violent and messianic voice, inspired at last, dominating the whole room. That would be 1947, and about 6 years later, 1953. The same precision of language, but applied maybe more romantically to an address to a friend of Jack Kerouac and mine, Neil Cassidy, The Green Automobile. I was living in New York, and I was dreaming about going off on the road. I was living in New York, working after getting out of college, and trying to live a normal Clarkish life. So this is a Clark's fantasy. A Clark daydream. The Green Automobile. If I had a green automobile, I'd go find my old companion in his house on the Western Ocean. Ah, 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 ah. I'd honk my horn at his manly gate. Inside, his wife and three children sprawl, naked on the living room floor. He'd come running out to my car full of heroic beer and jump screaming at the wheel, for he is the greater driver. We'd pilgrimage to the highest mount of our earlier rocky mountain visions, laughing in each other's arms, delight surpassing the highest Rockies, and after old agony, drunk with new years, bounding toward the snowy horizon, blasting the dashboard with original bop. Hot rod on the mountain, we'd batter up the cloudy highway where angels of anxiety careen through the trees and scream out of the engine. We'd burn all night on the Jack Pine Peak top seen from Denver in the summer dark, forest-like, unnatural radiance illuminating the mountaintop. Childhood, youth time, age, and eternity would open like sweet trees in the nights of another spring and dumbfound us with love. For we can see together the beauty of souls hidden like diamonds in the clock of the world. Like Chinese magicians can confound the immortals with our intellectuality hidden in the mist in the green automobile which I have invented, imagined, and visioned on the roads of the world, more real than the engine on a track in the desert, purer than Greyhound and swifter than physical jet plane. Denver! Denver will return, roaring across the city and county building lawn, which catches the pure emerald flame streaming in the wake of our auto. This time we'll buy up the city. I cashed a great check in my skull bank to found the miraculous college of the body up on the bus terminal roof. But first we'll drive the stations of downtown, pool hall, flop house, jazz joint, jail, whorehouse, down Folsom Street to the darkest alleys of Larimer, paying respect to Denver's father, lost on the railroad tracks, stupor of wine and silence, hallowing the slum of his decades. Salute him in his saintly suitcase of dark muscatel, drink and smash the sweet bottles on diesels in allegiance. Then we go driving drunk on boulevards where armies march and still parade, staggering under the invisible banner of reality. Hurtling through the street in the auto of our fate, we share an archangelic cigarette and tell each other's fortunes, fames of supernatural illumination, bleak, rainy gaps of time, great art learned in desolation, and we beat apart after 6 decades, and on an asphalt crossroad, deal with each other in princely gentleness once more, recalling famous dead talks of other decades. The windshield's full of tears, rain wets our naked breasts. We kneel together in the shade amid the traffic of night in paradise, and now renew the solitary vow we made each other take in Texas once. I can't inscribe here. How many Saturday nights will be made drunken by this legend? How will young Denver come to mourn her forgotten sexual angel? How many boys will strike the black piano in imitation of the excess of a native saint? Or girls fall wanton under his specter in the high schools of melancholy night? While all the time in eternity, in the wan light of this poem's radio, will sit behind forgotten shades, hearkening the lost jazz of all Saturdays. Neil, we'll be real heroes now in a war between our cocks and time. Let's be the angels of the world's desire and take the world to bed with us before we die. Sleeping alone or with companion, girl or fairy, sheep or dream, I'll fail of lack love, you satiety. All men fall. Our fathers fell before, but resurrecting that lost flesh is but a moment's work of mind, an ageless monument to love in the imagination, memorial built out of our own bodies consumed by the invisible poem. We'll shudder in Denver and endure, though blood and wrinkles blind our eyes. So this green automobile, I give you in flight a present from my imagination. We will go riding over the Rockies. We'll go on riding all night long until dawn. Then back to your railroad, the Southern Pacific, your house and your children and broken leg destiny. You'll ride down the plains in the morning and back to my visions, my office and eastern apartment. I'll return to New York. Then 1950, jumping ahead, that was 53, so 1955, an attempt to do sketching. Like I was reading, I had read a lot of Cézanne's letters and read a lot of criticism by Pound, and Kerouac had just written Visions of Cody, an immense, almost epic series of divine-eyed sketches of automobile fenders shining in Bowery street lamp, reflecting trucks seen through window-like storefronts. Very complicated sentences, but actually just reflecting the simultaneity of event that the senses encounter. So this is transcription of organ music, the sense organ. Transcription of organ music. The flower in the glass peanut bottle, formerly in the kitchen, crooked to take a place in the light. The closet door opened because I had used it before. It kindly stayed open, waiting for me, its owner. I began to feel my misery in a pallet on the floor, listening to music. My misery! That's why I want to sing. The room closed down on me. I expected the presence of the creator. I saw my gray painted walls and ceiling. They contained my room. They contained me, as the sky contained my garden. I opened my door. The rambler vine climbed up the cottage post. The leaves in the night still where the day had placed them. The animal heads of the flowers where they had arisen to think at the sun. Can I bring back the words? Will thought of transcription haze my mental open eye? The kindly search for growth, the gracious desire to exist of the flowers, my near ecstasy at existing among them, the privilege to witness my existence. You, too, must seek the sun. My books piled up before me from my use, waiting in space where I placed them. They haven't disappeared. Time's left its remnants and qualities for me to use. My words piled up, my text. My manuscripts, my loves. I had a moment of clarity, saw the feeling in the heart of things, walked out to the garden, crying. Saw red blossoms in the night light. Sun's gone. They'd all grown in a moment and were waiting, stopped in time for the day sun to come and give them flowers, which, as in a dream at sunset, I watered faithfully, not knowing how much I loved them. I'm so lonely in my glory, except they too, out there. I looked up. Those red bush blossoms beckoning and peering in the window, waiting with blind love. Their leaves, too, have hope and are upturned, top flat, to the sky, to receive. All creation open to receive. The music descends, as does the tall, bending stalk of the heavy blossom, because it has to stay alive, to continue to the last drop of joy. The world knows the love that's in its breath, as in the flower, the suffering, lonely world. The Father is merciful. The light socket is crudely attached to the ceiling after the house was built to receive a plug which sticks in it all right and serves my phonograph now for Bach. The closet door is open for me where I left it. Since I left it open, it has graciously stayed open. The kitchen has no door. The hole there will admit me should I wish to enter the kitchen. I remember when I first got laid, Helen Parker graciously took my cherry. I sat on the docks at Provincetown, age 23, joyful, elevated in hope with the Father. The door to the womb was open to admit me if I wished to enter. There are unused electricity plugs all over my house if I ever need them. The kitchen window is open to admit air. The telephone, sad to relate, sits on the floor. I haven't had the money to get it connected. I want people to bow as they see me and say, he is gifted with poetry. He has seen the presence of the Creator. And the Creator gave me a shot of his presence to gratify my wish so as not to cheat me of my yearning for him. And I'll read a poem written in 1956. Yes? A poem written in 1956 to be echoed or mirrored by a poem written in 1979, this year, America One and America Two. I guess I'll read the second one in the second half. America. America, I've given you all, and now I'm nothing. America, $2.27, January 17th, 1956. I can't stand my own mind. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. I don't feel good. Don't bother me. I won't write my poem till I'm in my right mind. America, when will you be angelic? When will you take off your clothes? When will you look at yourself through the grave? When will you be worthy of your million Trotskyites? America, why are your libraries full of tears? America, when will you send your eggs to India? I'm sick of your insane demands. When can I go into the supermarket and buy what I need with my good looks? America, after all, it is you and I who are perfect, not the next world. Your machinery is too much for me. You made me want to be a saint. There must be some other way to settle this argument. Burroughs is in 10 years. I don't think he'll come back. It's sinister. Are you being sinister, or is this some form of practical joke? I'm trying to come to the point. I refuse to give up my obsession. America, stop pushing. I know what I'm doing. America, the plum blossoms are falling. I haven't read the newspapers for months. Every day somebody goes on trial for murder. America, I feel sentimental about the old red wobblies. America, I used to be a communist when I was a kid. I'm not sorry. I smoke marijuana every chance I get. I sit in my house for days on end and stare at the roses in the closet. When I go to Chinatown, I get drunk and I never get laid. My mind is made up. There's going to be trouble. You should have seen me reading Marx. My psychoanalyst thinks I'm perfectly right. I won't say your Lord's Prayer. I have mystical visions and cosmic vibrations. America, I still haven't told you what you did to Uncle Max after he came over from Russia. I'm addressing you. Are you going to let your emotional life be run by Time magazine? I'm obsessed by Time magazine. I read it every week. Its cover stares at me every time I slink past the corner candy store. I read it in the basement of the Berkeley Public Library. It's always telling me about responsibility. Businessmen are serious. Movie producers are serious. Everybody's serious but me. it occurs to me that I am America. I'm talking to myself again. Asia's rising against me. I haven't got a Chinaman's chance. I better consider my national resources. My national resources consist of 2 joints of marijuana, millions of genitals, and unpublishable private literature that goes 1,400 miles an hour and 25,000 mental institutions. I say nothing about my Brixtons, my prisons, nor the millions of underprivileged who live in my flower pots under the light of 500 suns. I've abolished the whorehouses of France. Tangiers is the next to go. My ambition is to be president, despite the fact that I'm a Catholic. American, how can I write a holy litany in your silly mood? I'll continue like Henry Ford. Like Henry Ford, my strophes are as individual as his automobiles. More so, they're all different sexes. America, I'll sell you strophes, $2,500 apiece, $500 down on your old strophe. America, free Tom Mooney. America, save the Spanish loyalists. America, Sacco and Vanzetti must not die. America, pay attention to that Jarrow March. America, I am the Scottsboro Boys. America, when I was 7, Mama took me to communist cell meetings. They sold us chickpeas, garbanzos they were called in those days, a handful per ticket. A ticket cost a nickel, and the speeches were free. Everybody was angelic and sentimental about the Wakers. It was all so sincere. You have no idea what a good thing the party was in 1835. Scott Nearing was a grand old man, a real mensch. Mother Bloor made me cry. I once saw Israel Amter, the orator, playing. Everybody must have been a spy. America, you don't really want to go to war. America's them bad Russians. Them Russians, and them Chinamen, and them Russians. The Russia wants to eat us alive. The Russia's power mad. She wants to take our cars from out our garages. Her want to grab Chicago. Her needs a red Reader's Digest. Her want our auto plants in Siberia. Him big bureaucracy running our filling stations. That no good. Ugh. Him make Indian learn read. Him need big black niggers. Hell, him make us all work 16 hours a day. Help. America, this is quite serious. America, this is the impression I get from looking at the television set. America, is this correct? I'd better get right down on the job. It's true, I don't want to join the army or turn lathes in precision parts factories. I'm nearsighted and psychopathic anyway. America, I'm putting my queer shoulder to the wheel. One song. Make one song and then finish for a break. A recent song. Don't look. Peter?
The text is...
Anti-smoking non-commercial called Don't Smoke. If you can help it. Well, it takes care of the distinctions, the proper distinctions between one form of dope and another. If I can see it. Don't smoke. It's a $9 billion capitalist joke. Don't smoke.
Smoking makes you cough. You can't sing straight. You vomit on saliva and you gargle on your plate. Don't smoke. The official dope. You smoke in bed, you smoke on the hill, you smoke till you're dead, you smoke in hell. Don't smoke. You puff your fag, you suck your butt, you choke and gag, teeth full of crud. Don't smoke. Choke.
You pay your half buck for Deathly Pack. Trust your bad luck and smoke in the sack. Go smoke, go smoke, go smoke, go smoke, go smoke. Nope, 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 nope. The official dope is too obscene, that nicotine. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. There's 75 million in greens, what Madison Avenue gets to advertise nicotine and hook your Warwick rat. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. Black magic pushes dope, sexy chicks in cars. America loses hope and smokes and drinks in bars. Don't smoke, 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 don't smoke. $9 billion a year, a southern industry by Senator Joe Beer, who runs the CIA. Don't smoke, 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 cloak and dagger, cloak and dagger, dagger, cloak and dagger. Dope, 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 the official dope, that nicotine, that's so obscene. Dope, 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 dope. $9 billion a dope, approved by Time and Life. America's lost hope. The president smokes his wife. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't, 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 don't. If you will get in bed and give your girlfriend head, then you won't want a fag forevermore a drag. Don't smoke, 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 oh please, oh please, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, oh please. Oh please, oh please, I'm calling on my knees. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. 24 hours in bed and give your boyfriend head. Put something in your mouth like skin, not cigarette filth. Suck it, suck it, suck it, suck cock, suck cock, suck lit, suck brick. But don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke nicotine. It's too obscene, don't smoke that nicotine. Suck cock, suck brick, suck it, suck brick, suck it. But don't smoke shit, nope, 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 nope. Make believe you're sick, stay in bed and lick your cigarette habit greed. One day's all you need, indeed, indeed. Smoke weed, smoke weed, smoke something green, that's nicotine. It's too obscene, smoke something green into your mouth. North to south, it'll be okay, but don't smoke cigarette. It's worse than drinking your old cocaine. Don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke.
Take a break. So we'll take a break and then continue for another hour or so. I'll be reading more recent work. Peter will be reading and singing again, other songs. And Tom continue also.